If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
All right, let's get into the last section of today's show. And this is the first installment of the Tuesday Film Room. And every Tuesday, we're going to look at something from some sort of film room breakdown, whether it's looking at an individual player, whether it's looking at a position group. And, like, you know, sometimes it'll be, okay, I'm breaking down the board, a wide receiver, and all these other type of things. And so, you know, we'll get into a lot of these different things. But today, I talked a lot about this finishing the 25 class, and I was like, you know, it would make sense to talk about a player in the 25 class that we're talking about finishing. And so the guy that I wanted to talk about was Jadon Blair, because he's one of the more unique players that you're going to see. And I was talking with a friend of mine, it was Brian Smith. I'm trying to think, who was I talking with? It was Brian Smith, about Jadon. And he was asking me, you know, how do you see him fitting into the defense? And I was explaining it to him, and I was like, man, I got to break this kid's film down for everybody again. This will be a great one to use in the first film session. So we're going to pull up Jadon's film, and we're going to talk about him as a player here in a second. But just want to first get into just the profile for Jadon Blair. He is, a very talented player. I've been very high on for quite some time. He's a guy that is ranked as a top 100 player by On3. They're the only one right now that is in the top 100. He grades out as a top 50 player for me. Ryan Roberts and I were talking about this yesterday, and I believe he also grades out as a top 50 player for Ryan. Ryan has him, if not in the top 50, very close to being a top 50 player. Both very, very high on him. He's from Mount Tabor High School in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's a state, obviously, Notre Dame has had a lot of success with recently. He has offers from Michigan, Florida State, Miami, Tennessee, LSU, Penn State. Some big-time programs are after Jadon Blair, of course, including, of course, Notre Dame. So he's a big-time talent. This isn't just some under-the-radar kid that we've fallen in love with at Irish Breakdown. This is a kid that's got Florida State offer, LSU offer, Penn State offer, Michigan offer, Tennessee offer, South Carolina offer, Virginia Tech offer, Mississippi State, Miami, NC State, Louisville, all those type of programs. Very, very talented player. He's listed anywhere from 6'3 to 6'4, very tall, long athlete, very talented player. And my guy Jason Smith says that he would be a cherry on top of safety. And I'm actually going to disagree with that one a little bit. I actually think he is a need at safety. And he is a cherry on top from the standpoint of numbers. But the reason I still think Jadon is a need is because he's such a unique player. They just don't have anybody else on the roster like him, and there just aren't guys like him that come along very often. He's a Kyle Hamilton type. Now, him and Kyle are a little bit different players. Kyle was better in some areas. Jadon's better in other areas. But it's more so I'm talking about the type of athlete that he is. 6'4", rangy, impactful, can play the run, can cover, can do all those type of things. And that's why I think Jadon is a must-get player, because he numbers-wise, he doesn't necessarily move the needle for you, but he absolutely, in my opinion, brings a lot of value to your program in regard to just adding unique skill set to your to the table. And that's why I do think he's still a bit of a must-get for Notre Dame.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
The fit for me, I see Jadon being a guy that can play all three safety spots, but in reality, I think he's more of a boundary safety, the way that Notre Dame plays. Sean and Ryan had a very good discussion yesterday about, you know, field boundary, left, right, matchup, whatever, and that's all fine. I was talking to Ryan about it afterwards. I would prefer to either have a team that can play right, left, so that way it's, you know, playing whatever, or and even have the flexibility to play, you know, to play matchups. Hey, we're going to put Benjamin Morris on their best guy. That's all fine and dandy, and that sounds great, but that's not what Notre Dame does yet. And until they do, then I'm going to still break things down from the standpoint of, and I, this has nothing to do about their, I thought their conversation was great. I thought it was a great conversation to have. I'm taking it in a different direction. This is what they do. They are a field boundary team. The boundary safety, and this will be one of our football 101 breakdowns that we do for the message board over the summer, but the boundary safety is a guy that's that the boundary being the short side of the field. A lot of times it's considered the weak side because a lot of times you're going to have your tight end or your strength to the field. And if it's middle of the field, you'll treat the boundary as the weak side. So that's another reason for it. It's a guy that you're going to have in the box a lot, kind of playing that weak side. He's a guy that will run, that will fit behind blitzing linebackers a lot. He's that player that will come over. So, like, they'll play, like, a single high coverage. One of the safeties will roll deep, and then the other guy will kind of come underneath. We saw Adon Schuler do that in the spring game. He almost picked the pass off, but ends up batting up in the air. Eli Raritan catches it and scores a touchdown. But he came from the backside, undercut that route. Think of what DJ Brown did against Ohio State. He had two high safety look, and then one safety rolled deep, and then DJ undercut the seam route and almost picked it off. You know, that's that guy. Has to be a very good run player, a guy that you'll blitz at times, a guy that has to be a good run fit guy, but also a guy that you'll drop to the middle of the field as well. So if you got the field guy here and the boundary guy here, that boundary guy a lot of times will roll if you're not blitzing linebackers or if you're bringing a field blitz. He'll roll and be your center fielder. And Jadon at 6'4" obviously brings a lot of that potential to be a center fielder as well. But he's a guy that you want at your best, like Kyle Hamilton. And again, it can be unfair to compare a guy to Kyle Hamilton. So I'm not saying Jadon's going to come to Notre Dame and be a top 15 NFL draft pick. I don't know. I hope so, but I don't know. What I'm saying is when you think of the role that Kyle played, it was downhill in the alleys. It was playing, you know, in the intermediate routes, jumping tight ends, jumping slot out cuts, jumping crossing routes. You know, you bring that cross from the field backside, he's driving on it from the backside, blowing it up or taking it away. A guy that's undercutting your backside seams, undercutting your front side seams at times. A guy that's run fitting off of your linebackers. It's an impact player. It's going to make a lot of tackles and it's going to make a lot of plays on the football. And then can also, when you go through two high looks, be a guy that shows a lot of range over top. And so, I mean, I think of a guy that if you're blitzing your will or if you're blitzing your corner, he can shut down that half of the field because of just his size and range alone. And he brings some very unique aspects to what he can do. So I love the fit there. I think he's a guy that also in some three safety sets could come down and play some rover, like in the nickel. I don't necessarily want him doing that all the time, but he is a guy that I think can do it at times. And so that gives you some unique matchups as well if you can put him in the slot. So that's kind of a big part of what he adds to your offense. And so that's something that I like very much about what he brings to the table.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sorry, I'm responding to Salty, who's being a little salty today. I'm not really happy about that, but I'm explaining why, the answer to your question. Thank you very much. All right, so let's bring up some film of Jadon Blair, and we're going to dive into this. You guys are going to get a chance to see why I like him so much. And the thing I like about his film is he actually breaks things up into different sections. So early on, you're going to see his alley play. Then you're going to see him playing up the middle. And then you're going to see him in coverage. And so the first thing you guys will see is the run support. And you're going to see a young man that, as you see there, is very long. He's 6'4". He's got very long legs and very long arms. And he's a guy that you're going to see is going to come downhill a lot. That's a great way to start, is flying downhill like that. You guys see, like, it's like, okay, he's lumbering. He's a big 6'4 guy. And then just watch him explode with the football. Like, right there he explodes with the football and blows it up. The thing I like about Jadon is he was kind of an athlete as a sophomore. You know, just could make a lot of plays like this, right? This is a play that's a lot about athleticism. You know, he just covers a lot of ground. You know, maybe he doesn't run a great 40 time, but his 10-yard ability to cover 10 yards like this is really impressive. As a junior, however, he started to show himself to be a much more comfortable thinker of the game and reactor. The instincts are there. The ability to make great reads like this. He reads the screen, immediately gets downhill, blows it up. The offensive lineman has zero chance to get to him. Yes, it helps to be 6'4 and rangy, but this is a play that I don't care how tall and rangy you are. If you can't read this, you're not going to get to it. And that's the thing that really stood out to me with Jadon as a junior is the football IQ started to show out so much greater as a junior, which happens with a lot. The guys that have football IQ, that's when you really start to see it kind of break out. You see him being patient there, reading the play, not getting sucked in too tight, right? He sees the off tackle, comes down patiently, has good balance, reads it, fits it properly, sees that they've got outside leverage, and gets outside and helps make the play. This, again, it's great to have range, but you got to be smart and read this as well. Again, patience here, letting the play develop, getting to the football. Those are things that you want to see. Very smooth athlete, light on his feet. This is one of my favorite plays that he has, and it's not necessarily because of the impact, but he gives you a clip where he shows you, okay, can he pedal quickly and plant and drive? Okay, yep, check. Look how quickly he plants and gets vertical. Then look at his, can he go laterally? What kind of lateral quickness does he have? Check. He plants on his right foot, immediately opens up and gets vertical. And then again, plants and flies downhill. So yeah, this is a good play. This isn't like, oh my gosh, what a great play. But what this play does is it shows me the athleticism, right? Just the easy, smooth athleticism. I don't know if he's quite as explosive as Kyle was, but he's he's a little bit more fluid than Kyle was at the same age. And that play is a perfect example of this. Just the easy balance and agility he shows there to me is very impressive. Very impressive. He's at times will do this and just kind of lower shoulder. I want to see him be more consistent as a wrap-up player. But when he wraps up and plays with good form in the tackling game, he's a very impactful tackler. Very impactful tackler. This is where you see his length help him out, right? He can keep that guy off his body and just easily dismiss that. He'll have to get stronger. That'll come in time. But you really like the length is going to help him. He understands what he's doing here. This is a good play because he could fly at the running back and try to blow him up, but he's the support player, right? He is the force player, which means he's got to make sure this ball does not get outside of him. Now, he closes well and makes the tackle, but he cannot come flying up off the edge here because if he gets sucked inside, this ball is getting outside and he does not have help. So I like the patience here. I like the discipline here. He has to force that run back inside. Once he does, he then closes on it and makes the tackle. But there's going to be times in college where he does this and doesn't make the tackle, and instead it's some linebacker defensive tackle flying over and blowing that guy up. And that's certainly something that you could see. Somebody asked me if I think he'll outgrow safety. No, I don't. He's about 185 pounds. Just like Kyle Hamilton didn't outgrow safety, I don't think Jadon's going to outgrow safety either. Again, really nice lateral quickness, patience, doesn't commit too soon, reads the cutback by the back, and blows it up. These are things that, yes, the range is great, but that's where he showed a lot better feel for the game. And that's as important as anything. A lot of great athletes aren't good football players because they don't have the football IQ. This young man does, and that's what makes him special. That's what made Kyle special in a lot of ways as well. The thing about this part of his highlight, too, is this is just his alley support. He literally broke this down into one section. There's other parts of the game that he's not even showing yet. This is just one part right now. Light on his feet. You can see it there, too. Covers a lot of ground in a hurry. Really closes on the ball extremely well. Now, this is his inside run support. This is where he comes into the box and makes plays more on the second level, which, again, I really like this kid's film. Patience. This is what I love. Patient, read it, let it develop, see where your fit is. Now I know where I got to go. I see the linebacker crash. I see the edge. I got to fit right in there and blow this play up, and he blows it up. Really high IQ football player on top of being physically talented. And Notre Dame needs that because Notre Dame asks a lot of its safeties. You have to be smart to play safety at Notre Dame. I don't care how fast you are, how smart you are, you have to be, or how big you are, how fast you are, how quick you are. If you're not smart, you cannot play safety at a high level. That's why a guy like DJ Brown, who ran a 4.7, was a much better player than Ramon Henderson, was a much better athlete. DJ was smart. He knew where to be. He knew he could read offenses. He was a smart kid. Now when you have a kid that's smart and has the physical tools that Jaydon Blair has, that Ivan Taylor has, that's why those guys are huge pickups. Ivan Taylor's a very good athlete, very talented player. He's also really smart. And that's the thing that makes him a top 50 guy, and that's what makes Jaydon Blair a top 50 guy for me, is yes, the athleticism is there, the toughness is there, the physicality is there, but he's smart. And that's the key. Now, this is the thing is, coverage-wise, there's a lot more coverage film from him as a sophomore of people going at him. He needed a lot of work in coverage as a sophomore. Teams did not throw at him as a junior, hardly at all, because of just the way they used him, but also his range. They just would ignore him, just completely avoid him throwing the football. And so you don't see a ton of him in coverage, but you will see some ability to get over the top, patience, reads it. Again, smart kid, reading the routes, letting him develop, reading the quarterback, baiting him, and then going and getting his hands on the football. He's not a guy you want to try to fit that cover two hole throw in very often, because he just covers so much ground. He's definitely not a guy that you necessarily want to try to throw over the top because of his range. Again, this play right here has nothing to do with him being athletic. Like, yeah, I mean, he shows athleticism here, but he could be a 4.9 with average hips and still pick this pass off if he can read it. Like, why? He's reading, he reads the quarterback's body language. He reads it, and then, oh, he's going here. Bam, he plants. Like, watch. The second the quarterback plants his back foot, Jaydon plants his foot and drives on the football. And then, boom. There they go. He takes it to the house. So, yeah, it's great to have length and athleticism, but you got to be smart, and Jaydon is smart. And that's the thing you really like about this kid as a player. See him driving on that route. That's a low throw, or the ball's low. If he doesn't jump the route as quickly as he does, he's playing deep. He's playing deep safety, or he's not even on the screen when it starts. He's got to read this route and close on it in a hurry to have a chance to get to the football. So you see that there, and boom, he makes the interception. And that's the other thing too, is yeah, he's long, he's athletic, he's smart, but he's an impact player on the football. You see it as a tackler. You see him getting his hands on the football. They did not throw to him much, and you're already seeing him making a lot of plays on the ball. That's where the length comes into play. Reads that route, gets underneath it, keeps his hands off the receiver, and breaks it up. That's length, instincts, and feel for the game. Might be a little bit of targeting there, but to get low and knock that ball out, that's a big-time play. This kid impacts the football. Like, that's a big thing. You need someone that can read routes, can get his hands on the football, and be a disruptor. And Jaydon can be a disruptor. And he just gets his hands on. Again, they don't throw that much at him, but when they do, he makes plays on it a lot. It's another forced fumble. This is so random. Think about where he starts this play and where he ends this play. Lot of range with this young man. Lot of range. Closes down again. You know, it's like, see him wrap up a little bit in that particular situation. Good angle here. Obviously, the receiver drops the ball. There's a little bit of hesitancy here that you'd want to work out. He starts to take the wrong angle at first, but then I think he recognizes and adjusts. I like the adjustment, and that's what you're going to see. Now, this last part, I'm just going to kind of let you watch this receiver film. This just allows you to get a chance to see his athleticism. I'm going to wrap this up by just kind of talking about where things stand with him. So, obviously, Jaydon is a kid that Notre Dame likes a lot. He's visited Notre Dame multiple times. He will be coming back again this summer for an official visit. He will also visit Penn State. He will also visit Louisville and Virginia Tech. And I believe he either has set up a visit for Michigan or will set up a visit for Michigan. So those are all programs that are right now the lead contenders for Jaydon Blair. I think Notre Dame has put themselves in a great position with Jaydon, but there is still work to be done. There's definitely work to be done. They've got to close. Yes, I think they're in a good place, but they got to close. Michigan's pushing hard. Penn State's pushing hard. Those are really the two schools that I'm most concerned about. Penn State, for a while, has been the school I've been most concerned about. I like where Notre Dame is. I'll say today what I've said for a while. If I was anybody, I'd rather be Notre Dame. That's who I'd rather be right now. But that doesn't mean that I think he's a lock to Notre Dame. I don't. I think they've got to close. And there's a lot of work to be done. I'll say one thing about the highlights you're watching now. You guys know my stance. I love guys to play both ways. Because I think when you play receiver and DB, you get a little bit of a glimpse into what that other guy does. And what does he have to do to try to win? And, hey, look, I got to do this to win a receiver. You think about that when you're playing DB and vice versa. So that's Jaydon Blair. Love the length, right? Even though he's skinny, he's a tough kid, strong kid. As he gets into a college weight room, gets up to be 205, maybe 210, you're going to see him be even more physical at the point of attack. He's a guy with very good range, shows the ability to play rangy downhill. He's rangy to the alleys. He's rangy closing on routes, and he's rangy over the top. All traits that you need to have in a safety at the next level. He's a guy that's instinctive. He's got a high football IQ. He's a guy that gets his hands on a lot of footballs. And those are things that you need to see and things that I really like as a football player. So there's so much to like about Jaydon Blair as a player. You can see why he's a must-get for Notre Dame. Again, is he a numbers need? No, he's not a numbers need. He's a need from a style of play and from an impact ability player. You can't turn down kids that have that kind of ability. And when you have a guy that has that ability plus the need fit for the fit need, you can understand why Notre Dame never hesitated when they landed two safeties that, of course, we're going to keep recruiting Jaydon Blair because you need a guy like that. And they want a guy like that as well. And so that's where Jaydon is. So big-time prospect, top target for Notre Dame, one of, I'd say, two to three on the board that I view as the biggest gap closers left on the board. Dallas Golden was previously the top guy on the board for that. As I look at the board now and I think of the guys that I think they have a legitimate shot at, I would say the three biggest gap closers left on the board for me are Jaydon Blair, Nathaniel Owusu-Boateng, and Madden Fairimo. I think those are the three biggest gap closers left on the board. And I think you could argue Jaydon is at the top of that list because his situation is – the linebacker players are excellent, but I think the need for Jaydon is even greater. They're all top 50-ish caliber prospects from a grade standpoint, but I think the need for a guy like Jaydon is even greater than the need for those linebackers. You need both, but I would argue that Jaydon Blair is my top gap closer left on the board regardless of position. And if Notre Dame can add him to the secondary class and add one of Zachary or Haynes to the cornerback class, you can see why when you put them in a class with Dallas Golden and with Cree Thomas and especially Ivan Taylor and Ethan Long at safety, that you have not only a gap closing class, but we could honestly have a conversation of have they erased the gap? That's the conversation we have. Okay, yeah, you've closed it, but have you completely erased it? You're closing it, but have you completely closed it? Right? So there we talk about gap closer. Right, that's a present tense. We're still closing the gap. What point does it get closed? Could Jaydon Blair be that kind of guy? Maybe. At least we have to have a conversation about it. And so that's how important he is for Notre Dame in this class. So that's going to do it for today's show, everybody. Thank you all so much for joining me. I enjoyed myself today. I hope you guys enjoyed the show very, very much. I enjoyed it. We're going to talk more about this on the message boards, but this will be the new Tuesday feature. We will end every Tuesday with some sort of film breakdown. Hope you guys enjoy that very much. And if you have suggestions about, hey, I'd like to hear this, I'd like to hear that, let me know on the message board. I will certainly take that into consideration when I'm putting things together. Maybe it's not for that next upcoming week, but maybe I put it on my list of things I want to get to on the different shows. So definitely let me know that. On your way out, folks, hit that like, hit that subscribe, hit the notification bell, share this podcast, give us a 5-star review, and show your support for Irish Breakdown by not just giving us your time, but also supporting our channel and supporting our operation and our entire Irish Breakdown operation by going to boards.irishbreakdown.com and signing up. If you're not someone who participates in boards a whole lot, that's okay. You can still sign up for the message board and support us that way. Help us to grow our channel, help us to grow our business and our platform, our company in all types of ways. You can do that by signing up for a membership. We have annual and monthly. You can also join our booster club, which is the Shamrock, the Blue, and the Gold Club. Had somebody join up for the Blue Club today. If you do sign up for one of those, you get some free IB Club merch. So definitely look into that. And if you get the Gold Club members, get shirt and a mug, IB Club mug, that only goes to IB Club members. I don't even have them. Only for IB Club members. So it's something that's like some, there's like gear like this. It's exclusive to me. I make it for myself. But there are things that Gold Club members have that, and Shamrock and Blue Club members have that I don't even have because it is literally meant just for them. So you guys enjoy that as well. We greatly appreciate that. We also have a donation page at the store, the Irish Breakdown store, that you can go to as well. And you can find that in the description box below where you can find all the other gear. So check it all out. Have an awesome rest of your day, everybody. IB Nation Sports Talk tonight at 6 o'clock. I'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. We'll talk about the Notre Dame defense and some other fun topics. We'll have a buy, sell, or hold. I'm going to take some buy, sell, or hold suggestions from the IB premium members. We're going to have some fun with that as well. So definitely check all that stuff out. I'll talk to you guys again on the Irish Breakdown podcast tomorrow. Thanks for being with me, everybody.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.